Good morning, good afternoon. My apologies for not recording over the last 2 days. Been a bit hectic, just got back, so have a bit more time today. It's a bit more realistic. The parshas of Yitro and Mishpatim go together. It's clear that they go together. And in fact, I think that we have to add on Truma Tetzaveh V'Yakel Pikudeh. At the beginning of the Sefer Shemot, the Ramban discusses the fact that this is the Sefer of Geula. And Geula is only defined by the Mishkan. But why is it defined by the Mishkan? Why can't the Sefer finish with Matan Torah, V'Yitro and Mishpatim? Why do we need Truma Tetzaveh and V'Yakelim Pikudeh? Kitisa is Chutzazach. We have to speak about that as well. But what is so important about Truma and Tetzaveh, V'Yakel and Pikudeh in connection with Matan Torah? I want to say as follows. The Matan Torah is clearly Yitro and Mishpatim. We see it by the end of Parashat Mishpatim, of Naaseh V'Nishma, and that includes everything that came before. And so we have to discuss that, but Be'ezrat Hashem, maybe tomorrow we'll discuss that. What is Truma Tetzaveh V'Yakel Pikudeh, the Mishkan? What has the Mishkan got to do with Matan Torah? If you open up the Ramban to Perek Kaf Hei of Shemot, you will see a wonderful Ramban. The Ramban explains, and I am totally convinced by this Shita, that essentially the Mishkan is the Hemshech of Matan Torah. If one today was to go to Har Sinai and to, I don't know, take a ball or go, you want to sunbathe or something like that, if you could identify Har Sinai, Rav Gorin Zatzal was convinced that he had identified Har Sinai, and there's a picture of him actually going up the mountain he identified, and with a Sefer Torah. That was Rav Gorin, a very, very unique individual. And so he went up to... He identified as such Har Sinai. If we were to go up to Har Sinai today, there's no Kedusha to Har Sinai. So what happened to the Kedusha of Har Sinai? The Kedusha of Har Sinai transferred into the Mishkan. The Mishkan, says the Ramban at the beginning of Perek Kaf Hei of Shemot, is that the Mishkan is a Hemsheikh of Har Sinai. And this, ladies, is enormous for us, because what does it tell us? It tells us that our parashas, Yitro and Mishpatim, aren't meant to be one-off occurrences. We are meant to take this enormous revelation of God, of Yitro and Mishpatim, and transition it into something concrete, something that goes on. Mishkan, it's a dynamic momentum of Matan Torah. The Mishkan is a Hemshech of Matan Torah. You see all the comparisons the Ramban makes. Very, very convincing piece of Torah of the Ramban. He doesn't need my Gushpanka. But nonetheless, the idea that the Ramban is teaching us is that it's not enough. And this Rav Amital said time and time again, it's not enough to get to the top of the mountain. Mi Alah Bahar Hashem. Mi Alah Bahar Hashem. Who will ascend the mountain? It's Mi Yakum Bimkom Kodesho. It's who's going to stay there? Who's going to remain there? Our job is not just to do something, but to be consistent in what we're doing, to keep up that consistency. You and I know that it is far more difficult to retain, to keep a consistent part of our Avodat Hashem than it is to have a one-off. You can have a one-off on Yom Kippur, you can have a one-off on Simchat Torah, a one-off on Shavuot, Pesach, whatever it may be. But how do you keep that? How do you retain the one-off that you have managed to achieve? And so we have Yitro Mishpatim, which is Matan Torah, but we need Truma Tetzaveh V'Yakel, because that's the Geula. The real Geula is the dynamic of Matan Torah, the ongoing Matan Torah. Mi Ya'aleh Bahar Hashem, but there's even more than that, ladies. What it means is that the Mishkan is a moving Mishkan, which will become a Mikdash in Yerushalayim. There's a dynamic to the Mishkan. The Mishkan is ongoing Matan Torah. Now, if we accept what we've just said, then we start to understand what Galut really is. Galut, there's no Mishkan, there's no Mikdash, there's no momentum, there's no dynamic. We have the Torah, but we don't have the momentum and the dynamic of Truma Tetzaveh, V'Yakel Pikudeh, of Mikdash and Yerushalayim. And I think you and I know that this is probably the biggest challenge of Orthodox Judaism today, and probably the biggest problem, we don't have that momentum. We are in a stage of preservation. We've been in a stage of preservation throughout Galut. Galut, we've spoken about, is not just, we did a Bogrot Shiur on this, Galut is not just about the place, it's about a madrega, it's about a reality, a spiritual reality. If we don't have the Mikdash, we don't have that dynamic Matan Torah, and therefore we are challenged every day with new developing issues, and Orthodoxy is stuck. And what we are trying to do until Yemot HaMashiach, until we get back the Mikdash, we shouldn't look at the Mikdash simply as a slaughterhouse. Chalila, that isn't what it is. In fact, if you look at the consecration of Shlomo HaMelech of the Beit Mikdash in Melachim Aleph Perek Chet, if you look there, you will see that he doesn't even talk about Korbanot. Korbanot are on the outside of the Mikdash. The inside of the Mikdash is the lathe, the Kodesh HaKodeshim of Am Yisrael, is a menorah, is a shulchan, and then, of course, is the Aron Kodesh, is the spiritual essence, the lathe of Am Yisrael. And when we are in Galut and we don't have that Mikdash, we have the Shulchan Aruch and we have the Rama and we have Mishnah Brura and we have all of our poskim and we have our Arba Amot Shel Halacha. But we have a problem. It's a problem that we're trying to preserve what we have, but we can't really move forward with that momentum of Matan Torah. That's what Galut is. That's what we're mourning. That's what our Galut is. If I want to, and I do want to, because the war is not over, and many people are still in Miluim, and we have to be careful not to just to return to Shigra. This is really taking this theme, which is the main theme, what I wanted to mention to you today. In every single thing someone does, there is the initial momentum. But the way we get things done in this world, the way we achieve what we achieve, is by the continuation, is by the ongoing, is the thoroughness of what we're doing, and the transition from the initial project to a long-term project. And we have to discuss this on two levels, with regards to our enemies and with regards to the challenges that we have within our people. With regards to our enemies, we know, and it's clear, and it's only emphasizing what a miracle the Six-Day War is, because it's such an exception to the rule. War doesn't work like that. They spent a lot of time preparing for this war. It's going to take a lot of time to overcome. And what is going to be needed here is to retain our focus, and not just simply the main event at the beginning. We took this, we took that, but we're going to have to weed out the resha, and it's going to take a long time and an incredible. State of mind to continue in this way. Our boys are going to go in, they're going to come out, but they're going to go in again, and it's going to need, it's not mi ala b'har Hashem, it's mi akum. It's not who, the initial program is fantastic, but then you've got to carry on, and you've got to have the zitzlesh, you've got to have the chut shidra, the backbone to carry on, and of course, and more importantly, because that's the biggest problem we have, That has to do with the achdut of our people as well. It's not enough just to come to that. Those beautiful things that we saw at the beginning of the war, slowly but surely, if you listen to the radio, and I don't think it's such a good idea to listen to the radio, you see that slowly but surely things are slipping back into the old rhetoric and the old nonsense. It's not good enough. Those beautiful things that we had at the beginning, we have to now take them and make them permanent within our people. Not just do them in a moment of crisis when it is so obvious what needs to be done, but to continue afterwards. This role of mi yaleh b'har Hashem or mi yakum, I think it's one of the most important things of many things that Rav Amital taught us. It's not just about ascending. It's not just about the initial success or the initial achievement. It's about being able to retain our achievements. It's about being able to keep what we have done and keep going forward, but not just to do it once and then forget about it and slide slowly back into what was before. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should hear Besorot Tovot. Again, my apologies. What's happened here is essentially because all the trips were put off because of the war, all of my trips are now happening within a month. So I was in America, I was just in Poland, and I'm going back to America next week. So everything is a bit hunky-dory. It's very hard for me to to remember every day all the different things that I need to do. So my apologies, but Bezrat Hashem, we have a few days. Thank God. Bye.